Hey there, podcast listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name's Betty Richardson, and I'm here to bring you the first episode of my podcast, The Psychology of Being Rich or Poor. On today's episode, we'll be discussing the gaping wealth divide and what's become dubbed the United States of Inequality. As many people strive to achieve the American dream, the gap between the rich and poor continues to widen throughout the United States. According to Marcus and Fisk, this increasing divide between rich and poor has caused social distinctions to organize American society more than ever. Today, differences in social class shape our interactions in every realm of life, influencing everything from how we vote, what we listen to, and how long we live. I began to wonder how my own relationship with social class fit into all of this. I've never really taken the time to consider how much my social status could impact everything from how I think, what I do, and how I interact. So back in October, I went home to talk with my mom and dad about growing up in a middle-class family. All right, so I'm here with my wonderful, beautiful mother and father. It's almost midnight right now. It's been a long day. Went from having a 3-hour exam to having a 2-hour root canal done. And that is what I had to deal with today. How about you, Mom?
I worked.
Where at?
At Northeastern Law School today.
Dad, how about you? How was your day?
Oh, it was wonderful.
What'd you do?
I went to work and then I picked up our new car.
Did we get a brand new car?
Yes.
Like not used ever?
4 miles.
Wow, that's perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about.
This led directly into a conversation about certain privileges I may or may not have had growing up in a middle-class family.
At some time in my life, my family or I owned a brand new car.
Yes, we keep cars for a long time, but...
The used car we bought a few years ago, we just had to spend so much money repairing it that it didn't seem to make sense to buy another used car, and we were able to get a low financing.
Another one that has to do with cars. I have owned my own car. I did not get to check that one off. Instead, I wrote in italics, I wish.
Yeah, no, that's not something we could afford to buy you.
Even though I always wanted a red Jeep.
We just don't have the money.
Oh, here's a good one. Growing up, there were more than 50 books in my house. Check, check, check.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, because books I view books as a bigger priority than a car.
I like books, and we bought you guys lots of books.
Did we read them?
You read them, and we read them to you.
According to research done by Evans and Rosenbaum, wealthier parents provide more cognitively enriched environments, like books and informal learning opportunities, and converse more with their children relative to low-income parents. They argued that this partially explains the pervasive income-related achievement gap among children. Similarly, Bordeaux argues that middle-class families who have a lot of cultural capital, like lots of education and sophisticated tastes, create especially enriching home environments to help boost their children's achievements in school. As my parents make clear, education has always been a priority in my family. Books were never hard to come by in my house, and my parents always encouraged me to read as often as possible.
My parents encouraged me to go to college.
Yes, that's certainly true.
And why is that?
Well, we view education as very important on a number of levels. Like, it's important to be well-educated, to be a productive citizen, and I think there's an inherent value in a college degree. And then hopefully it'll put you in a position to make a contribution to the world.
But it wasn't until I brought up the privileges having to do with my parents specifically, like the fact that both my parents are college-educated lawyers who encouraged me to attend college, that I began to understand just how much my social class has impacted everything about me.
Your father and I were both in a position where we could have earned a huge amount of money, but we both made a decision that there were other things in life that were more important, like having a job that was socially useful and having time to spend with family.
Dad, you have anything about your job choice?
Well, it's just an interesting job. It's challenging. And when I'm not on trial, I was able to do things like coach your guys' soccer teams and things like that that I wouldn't have been able to do if I'd been working at like a big firm in New York City.
Very true.
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's a trade-off, and I guess, you know, we had the luxury of being able to make some choices. You know, do you go for the big, big money but spend all your time working? Or do you try to lead a more balanced life and maybe have jobs that have some kind of social utility to them?
Parents hit the nail on the head. There's a lot I take for granted being a part of my social class, and there's no parents I'd rather have to guide me through it than my own. Thanks so much for staying tuned. This is Betty Richardson, signing out.